My favorite question when it comes to Parshas Lech Lecha is, what do we do with the character of Lot? Lot is very complicated, because if you take a look at Lot as he progresses through the story, on the one hand, he seems dedicated to Avraham. On the other hand, he leaves Avraham. How's he dedicated to Avraham? He doesn't snitch on Sarah and say she is actually, in fact, Avraham's wife, not sister. And it could be that he would have gotten great gain personally from it. So we see that there is the character of Lot has great merit, and yet at the same time, how does he leave Avraham and decide that he's going to opt to go to stone? Doesn't make any sense. Then we see he's Machnes Orchim in next week's parsha. He brings in the guests, a great personal sacrifice. But then right after that, when they're in his house and there is an attack on the guests by the people of Sodom, what does Avram do? What does Lot do? Lot offers his daughters in his place. What parent would do that? It's such a twisted, sick, and demented way. A parent's ultimate job is to protect their children, and yet he offers them up. So who is Lot? So Lot is obviously a very conflicted character, and we could spend hours going back and forth. But I want to share with you a beautiful idea I had heard many years ago from Rabbi Mori Rubel. It's such an amazing concept. It asks the question, when Lot leaves and goes to stone, what is his purpose? So it says, if you read the psukim carefully, you'll see. So it says, Vayahal ad stone. He doesn't set up his tent in stone. He goes and does it at the edge, until stone. Why? Why doesn't he choose to opt into the city of stone? This is by Rubel, something really beautiful. Lot looked at Avram and said, you know what? Avram, you're doing amazing things. You're making waves in the world. You're spreading monotheism to everyone. I could do the same thing. How? How do I pull this off? Oh, I'll tell you, I'm going to pull this off. I'm going to go to one of the most challenging places, one of the most difficult places on earth, and I'm going to show them the beauty of God. Vayahal ad stone. He doesn't go into stone. He goes until the edge of stone. His goal is to ultimately impact them and bring them closer to God. What is Lot's fatal flaw? Lot's fatal flaw is that when the war happens, the war of the four kings and the five kings, and he gets scared, what does he do? He enters into the city of stone. When he enters into the city of stone, all bets are off. He no longer has that separation between him and the people. But in truth, there's a little bit more to it. See, I think the bigger problem is that Avraham was so great that Avraham himself knew that he was able to do his conversions. He was able to do his kiruv work. He had that within his ability. Lot did not. So what happens? Lot tries to reach out for more than he can. It's a beautiful principle called Peter's principle. Peter's principle suggests that you can be successful so long as you stick in within that which you're capable of doing. And maybe we could stretch and go a little bit beyond our capability, but if we try to overreach too much, we're going to fall flat on our face. Lot's problem is that he fails to recognize his limitations. He sees himself as an Avraham, but he's not. And what's the proof of that? The proof of it is when it all comes down to it, he's willing to give up his children on behalf of his Hachnasas Orchim. Avram is willing to give up his entire enterprise of Hachnasas Orchim for the safety of his children. Avraham has a purity of character, and certainly his intentions are sterling. Lot is a mixture. He's not fully there. Had he waited and perhaps developed more, maybe one day he would have been able to do it. Because he left too early, and he tried too much, he failed.